Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Mem. And we begin about 11 lines down from the top of Mem Omen Aleph. Remember, in yesterday's share, we had discussed the fact that the lulav is considered a sixth-year product when you're taking it, even though you're buying it in the beginning of the Shemitah year, and the etzog is considered basar lakita. You go and take it when you pick it, which you're picking it in the Shemitah year, so the etzog has kedusha shvius, and the lulav doesn't have kedusha shvius. That's how we ended off the shiur yesterday. The Gemara starts off, 11 lines down from the top, nemam ad aleph, taimo de lulav bar shishis hanichnas l'shviasu. That's, we said, is not a problem with the lulav being kedusha shvius, because the lulav is considered like a 6th-year product, but the implication is, ha de b'shvius kadosh. So, if it was in fact a 7th-year product, the lulav would have kedusha shvius to it. So, for example, in the 8th-year, when you're taking the lulav, which goes after its chanata, after its coming forth, so then it would be considered kedusha shviyah. So the question is, why am I? This is the question that we said we'd get to from yesterday. Why is a tree considered a problem of Shemitah? After all, it's not liachila. It's not normally eaten. So am I? Eitzim biyamo. It's just a shtick wood. It's just a piece of wood, the lulav. Eitzim ein bohem yishum kedusha shvias. And normally wood doesn't have kedusha shvias. If you chop wood in the Shemitah year, you can have to burn it. It's no problem. You can store it. It's not a problem of kedusha shvias. So why is the lulav at all included in the din of shvias that we say that the lulav is a 6th-year product and the esrog is a 7th-year product, implying if the lulav had been a 7th-year product, it would be a problem. Why? It's a shtick wood. So the Gemara quotes, now we have the gears of the Tanan, but you see in the Masoras HaShas, so it should be the Tanya, it's really a Braisa. And the Braisa says, Ale Konim, the Ale Gifonim. If you have the leaves of reeds, of Konim, or you have the leaves of Gifonim, of a vine, so these leaves, She Givavon Lechova. Givavon means you go and gather them. Rashi says, She Chinson Leotzron, you go and gather them to store them. Lechova is a lotion of machve, of a storage place. So you're gathering these leaves for storage, for future purposes, apnei asada, and you're taking them from the field and you're putting them in these otzros. So if you go and lick toli achila, if the purpose of this was for food, they're mistama edible for animals, Rashi says, so then in that situation, yesh by mishum kedusha shvius. Then it does have kedusha shvius attached to these leaves. However, liktol yetzer, if you're using it for firewood, for them, ain't the heavy shum kedusha shvius. And they don't have kedusha shvius. So the lulav is not eaten, so therefore the lulav shouldn't have kedusha shvius. This is the brisa that supports this kasha. Gemara says, no. It's different. Shiny hasam, it's different when you're gathering it for leaves, because the pasuk says the amakra lochem liochlo. We have the famous pasuk v'oisa shabasa aretz lochem liochlo. The Shemitah year, anything that grows naturally, you're allowed to go and eat it. It's for you and for your avodim, your servants, etc. And that is lochem liochlo, for you to eat it. Now, when it says lochem, it means dumyo lioch deloochlo. It means anything that you would use it for, similar to eating purposes, you are allowed to use it, and it has kedusha shvius. So mi shahano also ubiuro shava. This means not only for eating, but it means anything that gives you the equivalent hanoah like eating. When you eat it, you're destroying it. So the biur and the enjoyment come at the same time. So that is lochem liochlo. You're allowed to go and use it, and it has kedusha shvius. So to anything where the usage, the biur, comes at the time that you're getting the hanah, so then that is considered kedusha shvius. So therefore, if you're using wood for firewood to cook something, so yatsu eitzim shan osam achar biurin. Here, the hanah that you're getting from the burnt wood is only coming afterwards. You're then cooking with it. You're making it into coals, and then you're cooking with these coals. So you first burn it, and only subsequently do you get the hanah. So that's why when you're doing it for likton li eitzim, the normal usage of eitzim is lahasaka, and therefore the benefit that you get comes only after the hasaka. You're not using it for light, as we'll see. If you're using it for light, then as it's burning, you're giving off light. But here you're using it for making it into coals, and those coals are giving you the hanah after the biur is already done. So therefore, normally, likton le'etzim ein behem yishum kedusha shvius is because yatsu etzim shanosim achar biurin. Then when the pasuk tells us lochem, it has to be dumyo le'achila. Any time that you're having the benefit, it has to come at the same time as the destruction. Whereas with firewood, the benefit from the cooking only comes after the destruction. Now, Gemara says, what about other types of wood? Va'ika etzim demishchon. What about wood that is used for mishchon, which means it's used for fire purposes, it's used for lighting purposes? The hanason ubiurin shave. Here you're getting the hanah at the same exact time that you're burning it. So maybe in this situation, if you're using it as a light, As Rashi says, Shana also biuro shemizabayr min olim boim kiyachad. As you're burning this wood, you're getting the light. Kagon sicha ushtiyo vadloka saner. This is no different than anointing or drinking something, or when you're lighting a candle for light. And therefore, in this situation, this eitz shemen, Rashi says, this eitzim dimoshchon, sha eitz atzmo madlikin bo lo'oy. You're using this as a torch, kimo bavukos, like with a torch. Vevehanos obiur shove. So name a hashto miyot im likton lehadlokas ora din nahaga behu shvius. So maybe in this situation, there should be kedusha shvius. So it would depend on what you're using the wood for. Maybe sometimes likton is le'eitzim for firewood for cooking when you're using it as coals, the hanos after the biur, and therefore it wouldn't have kedusha shvius. But Eitzim de Mishchon, the Hanor comes at the same time, and it would be included in Lochem Dumi Liochla, and therefore it should have Kedusha Shvius. So Amar Rava, Rava says, no, Stam wood, Stam Eitzim, Lahasoka Hein Omdim. The typical usage of wood is for firewood, and therefore it is not used as a torch, but it's used for making it into coals, making it into cooking. So therefore, we go with the default position, Stam Eitzim Ulahasaka Hein Omdim. That the simple usage of wood, you go for the majority usage, which is for Hasaka. Now this, that Rava said, is a machlokis. Now there are two ways to learn this. The girsa that we have is to learn it the following way. Is that really true? The Eitzim Lahasaka? Are Eitzim always Lahasaka? This is Tanaihi. This is actually a machlokis. That's the girsa that we have. Rashi prefers a slightly different girsa. Rashi says, Hochi Garsinim, Eitzim da Hasaka Tanaihi. And this idea that Eitzim are primarily used for Hasaka is in fact a machlokis Tanaim. There's slight differences in this understanding. We'll just learn the Gemara with the girsa that we continue to have now. So the bottom line is that that statement that Rav made, that Stan Eitzim is Lahasaka, is not agreed to by everybody. The Tanya. It's a machlokis. The Brisa states, Ain Mosrim Peru Shvius, you're not allowed to go and take Shemitah products. You're not allowed to take Peru Shvius, Lola Mishra, you're not allowed to use them, for example, to pour them into a flax pool, Lola Kvusa, and not into a pool that you're going to launder clothing in. Rashi explains that you want to go and soak the Pishtun in wine of Shvius. So you're taking wine and you're pouring it into this flax pool, and likewise into this cleaning pool, the Chvusa. So the Chabos begun be Yain Shal Shvius. They would apparently use wine or some sort of vinegar from the wines in order to go and better make the flax wet and to go and launder their clothing. So you're not allowed to use Peru Shvius according to the Tanakama. However, Rabbi Yossi are most, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you're allowed to. What's the Machlokes? So the Gemara says, my time at the Tanakhama. Why does the Tanakhama say you're not allowed to do this? Because he bases it upon the Pasuk. The Omar Kra, the Pasuk tells us that you're giving over. Vayso Shabbas Ores Lochem Liochla. It means Liochla. Velo Lemishra, Velo Lechusa. That comes to specifically exclude using it for the flax or for the laundry. So you're not allowed to use it for something that's not the same type of Hanah as Liochla. And therefore, that's why the Tanakhama says you can't do this. Why did Rabbi Yossi say you can? My time with Rabbi Yossi, he says you are allowed to, because he dashed in the Pasuk differently. Omar Kray says, the Pasuk says Lochem, which means Lochem, Lochol Tzarchechem. It means, when the Pasuk tells us, V'yiso Shabbas Oris Lochem, it means for anything that you want to use it for, including Vafilu, Lemishra, Ulechvusa. Even if you wish to use it for your flax pool or for the laundering, you're allowed to go and do it. What does each one do with the other one's drasha? The Tanakama, Hoksiv Lochem, what does he do with his drasha, Rabbi Yossi, that it says Lochem Holtzor Chaychem? What does he need that word for? So Tanakama says, how Lochem? That's to teach us that is Dumya de Leochla. That's exactly what I said a moment ago. He says it teaches us Lochem Leochla. It has to be similar to the type of noah that you get Leochla. Yotsu, therefore, it excludes putting the Shemitah wine, let's say, Mishra into the flax pool or Kvusa into the laundering pool, Shana Osan, Achar Biurin. Because here, when you're destroying it by putting it in there, you're not getting the Hanoah. The Hanoah only comes later on. And therefore, it teaches us that the only type of Hanoah you're allowed to get from Shemitah produce is the same type of Hanoah that is with Achila, which comes, the Hanoah comes at the same time as the beer. But if the Hanoah comes after the beer, it's no good. So that's why the Tanakhama says you're not allowed to use it for anything that's not like Liochla, and therefore you can't use it for Mishra or Kivusa. That's the full Tanakhama's explanation. Lochem Liochla. Lochem teaches us that it has to be like Liochla, and Liochla teaches us that it has to be Hanoah and Biurin at the same time. Okay, that's the Tanakhama. What does Rav Yossi do with the Tanakhama's drasha? It does say, Lochem Liochla. Rav Yossi, Hoksiv Liochla. What does he do with the word Liochla? So he says, Hal Meboile Liochla. That teaches us that it has to be similar to Achila, but not below Limelugma. Limelugma, Rashi tells us, is for refuah purposes, making some sort of a plaster cast out of it. So that you're not allowed to do. And likewise, We see this in a brisa, Kedetanya. The pasuk says in the brisa, li'ochlo v'lo limelugma. It tells us that you can't go and use the shemitah produce over here to make the plaster for a cast. At omer li'ochlo v'lo limelugma. You're telling me that that's what it comes to teach us. But maybe it comes to teach us, oh, eino elo lo lichvusa. Maybe it means that you can't use it for the flax pool or for the laundering. Maybe that's what it comes to exclude. According to Rav Yossi, you are allowed to do that. So Rav Yossi says, no, kishomer lochem. The word lochem comes to expand and allow hare lichvusa omer, to tell us you can use it in a flax pool or use it for the laundering. So that's why lochem comes to teach us that. What does l'ochla then come to teach us? It tells us l'ochla v'lolim l'glugma. So that's what Rav Yossi does with this drushos. The obvious question is, he's using li'ochlo as a miyut to tell us not something, and he's using lochem to come and tell us l'cholzochem to include something. So he's using the exclusion li'ochlo to exclude l'melugma, and he's using the inclusion lochem to include l'chvusa. Why that? The Gemara says, Maris, the Rabbah says, l'chvusa, l'chotzias l'melugma. Why did you dash in it this way? Excluding the melugma and including the chvusa. Maybe do it the other way around. Let's return to Mem Omid Beis. So the Gemara explains, the reason why he did it this way is it makes sense to include kavusa, marba nisa kavusa, sheshava b'choladam. Everybody needs laundry, everybody needs linen. And therefore, if something is shava b'choladam, it makes sense that that should be what's included in li'ochla. Umotzias hamalugma, as opposed to something which only a small minority of people, Baruch Hashem, need. Only a small number of people need plaster for a cast. So therefore, motzias hamalugma, if we have to exclude something, it makes sense to exclude the malugma, she'enu shava b'choladam. Not everybody needs that. Baruch Hashem, most people aren't sick and don't need it. So that explains why Rav Yossi uses the drashos lochem li'ochla, and we explained previously why the Tana Kama uses lochem li'ochla. Very good. Gemara now asks, Man Tana loha, the Tana Rabbanan, who is the author of the following braisa? The braisa says li'ochla v'lo limelugma. The pasuk says that the word li'ochla comes to exclude limelugma, exactly as Rav Yossi just said. However, li'ochla v'lo lezilof, you're allowed to use it only li'ochla, but not for zilof. Li'ochla v'lo lasos v'meno apiktosin. You can use it for normal achila, but not for either the zilof, which is the sprinkling, or apiktosin, and to make certain type of an agic known as apiktosin. It means to take out the food, apik, the zon, take out the food from inside of you. It's a Greek word that stands for basically an emetic, something that will make you throw up. So when it says that you can use it la'ochla, it comes to exclude certain things, melugma, like Rav Yossi just said, but also ziluf, which is to use it for sprinkling. They used to go and have dust floors, and they used to go spread wine or other nice-smelling things on the dust to make it give a nice aroma, or to use it as a emetic. So you're not allowed to use any of this. Come on, who does this like? Rav Yossi. This is exactly what Rav Yossi just said. In addition to the melugma, the ziluf and apiktosin are also included. Because if it was the Rabbanon, they said, Oika nami mishra uchvusa. They also didn't allow you to use it even for the linen or for the flax pit or for the laundry. So therefore, this braisa, which excludes only melugma, zilof, and apiktosin, but seems to allow the mishra and the kvusa, must be like Rav Yossi and not like the opinion of the Tanakh. Mark continues says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Elazar says, Ein shviyas mischaleles ela derech mekach. The normal way that you do a chilul, a pidgeon, is to go and take money and go and redeem something. But during Shemitah, you don't have the option of doing this chilul to do a deconsecration of the item onto money, but you must deconsecrate it only by selling it. Ein shviyas mischaleles, you can only do a chilul, not by a pidgeon, ela derech mekach. Rabbi Elazar says that you must do it only via a sale. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan might know. You can do this bein derek merkach. Obviously, he agrees with the rule that you can do it through a sale when the person sells his Shemitah produce to somebody else. So the money acquires the Kedusha Shvi'is. So that everybody agrees on. But Rabbi Yochanan also says you can also do this via a pidgeon, bein derek chilul. Let's say a person has Meiser Sheni produce, so under normal circumstances, he can go exchange that onto money. And the money now has the Kedusha of the Meiser Sheni. So Rabbi Yochanan says you can do the same thing with pidgeon of Shemitah produce. Now, what's the rationale? Why does Rabbi Elazar say, no, you can't do it except Mekach or Memcha, you can't do it with a normal pidgeon, and Rabbi Yochanan says you can. So my time with Rabbi Elazar says you can't use the regular mechanism of pidgeon, because the Pasuk says, Dechsev, Bishnas Hayovel Hazos V'chulei. What's the full Pasuk? The full Pasuk is, Bishnas Hayovel Hazos Toshuvu Ish El Achuzah So, means everybody goes back to their land. At the end of the Yovel year, if you have a Stei Achuzah, you get it returned to you at the end of the 49 years during the Yovel year, it comes back to you. But right after that, B'samach Lei, it says, B'chisim keru memkar. That pasuk tells us that if a person sells his field, so it implies that there's a connection, a hekesh between these two. So the only way that you can have this concept of Shemitah is derech mekach below derech chilul. The two are connected. As Rashi says, darshinon smuchin, we have the hekesh between the adjacent psukim over here, lemeimer, to teach us, the lo shayach peperos, litvos kedushas adomim, elo ayide memkar. This is to come to teach us that it is only able to accept the Kedusha via a sale, but not via the normal pigeon mechanisms. So that's Rabbi Ozer's Shita. What about Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan, my time, why does he say, no, you can do it via normal pigeon? So he says, because the Pasuk says, Kiyovel hi Kodesh, now the rest of the Pasuk says, Kodesh Tielochem. Now, just like in the Yovel, Ma Kodesh Bein Derech Mekach Bein Derech Chilul, just like in regards to the Yovel and Shemitah, if something belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, so you can go and be mechalalit, you can be consecrated on either a sale or on money, so too, af bishvias, the Shemitah produce, you can be mechalalit, bein derech mekach, bein derech chilul. You can do it via a sale, or you can do it via just deconsecrating it onto money. That's Rav Yochanan's svara. Now, what does each one do with the other one's pasuk? What does Rav Yochanan do with the smuchin, the connection between the pasuk Bishnasi Yovel Azos Tashuvu, and then right next to it it says the Rav Yochanan Hai Ki Simkru Memkar My Ovidle. What does he do with that pasuk? So the Gemara says Miboyle Chad Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. He needs it for the drasha of Rav Yosi Bar Chanina. What is the drasha of Rav Yosi Bar Chanina? The Tanya we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says Amar Rav Yosi Bar Chanina Bo Re'e Kama Koshe Afka Shel Shvius V'chule. Look how difficult this dust of Shvius is. Afka Shel Shvius. Now, what is Afka? So Rashi explains beautifully that Afka means like the dust of a Isser. And he says the Gemara in Erechin has a long arichas about this. Arucha hi ma'od. V'kan lo nichtava, here he doesn't list it all. Kula basvarim. Kama kosha Afka Shel Shvius. How dangerous is even the remnant, the dust of Shvius. Midid lo havi ikar ha'isser. Even something which is not the essential Isser itself, nevertheless, Kari Avak, it's called the dust of that Isser. We have a similar idea with Avak Ribis, not real Daraisa Ribis, but Avak Ribis. The Chain Avak Loshon Hara. Shein Loshon Hara Gomer. It's not real full Loshon Hara, it's not real full Ribis, but it's still a terrible, terrible thing. And he uses the expression avak dust, ha'ole midavar ha'nichtash b'machteshes. This is like the dust of something that's ground up or pounded up. So he comes to teach us as follows. Kamakosha avakashul shvius. Even the dust, even the little bit of shmita inappropriate usage can lead to terrible things. Adam nosei the nosei in the perish shvius. If you get involved in doing schora, doing business with perish shvius, which you're not allowed to do, so ultimately lasof, you're going to end up mocher es metaltalov v'es kelev. That's what it means. Kisimkru memkar. If you inappropriately deal with shvius, so then Akosh Baruch Hu says, you think you're going to make money off this? I'm going to take away everything from you. You'll eventually need to go and sell all your property. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'shnasei yovel azos toshuvu isha l'chuzaso. You're going to go and have to have sold your property, and now we'll come back to you. V'samichle, why? V'chisimkru memkar lamisecha. Because you are doing things wrong with the Shemitah. So that's what this smuchim comes to teach us. Because you didn't observe and do the proper perish shvius, you didn't give the kedusha of perish shvius the proper respect and not do it for business purposes, just the ochla, so therefore you'll eventually have to go sell. So that's what Rav Yochanan does with the smuchim of the pasuk, Bishnas Hayovel Azos, and it's next to V'chi Simkru Mimkor HaMisecha. So therefore, that is Rav Yochanan's understanding. No, what does Rav Lazar do with Rav Yochanan's pasuk? Rav Lazar, haikro the Rav Yochanan, my avidle. What does he do with the drasha that Rav Yochanan had? After all, just like by the Yovel and the Shemitah, you can go and redeem it either via sale or via pigeon. So too, the Shemitah should be able to be redeemed via outright pigeon. So he says, no, he needs it for the following Bryce's drasha. The pasuk says, ki Yovel hi kodesh tielochem. The pasuk tells us that it's Yovel, and it'll be kodesh for you. So he says, Ma kodesh tofes es domov, av shvius tofes es domer. He says, just like when you have a pigeon, Rashi explains, where it says, tofes es domov, that's a pigeon, shezei yotze v'zenechnas tachtov, yotze hakodesh l'chulin, so normally the kodesh goes out to chulin when you redeem it, v'nechnasen hadomim tachtov, v'hainu upode, that's what it means normally when you redeem something, so one item had kedusha, and now you redeem it onto the other item. So he says, that's what happens with the sale. Yotzi mikoch shozeh uba lezeh, When a person sells something, so I give you the item and I get the money in exchange. So that is the way it's normally done. So he says, Ki yovel hi kodesh, ma kodesh tofes es domov, af shvi es tofes es domel. So too, the Shemitah carries over to the Kedusha, to the money that you redeem it with. That's what Rabbi Elazar needs to teach us from the Psukim, that the money that you now bought with the Shvius with, so that has Kedusha Shvius. The money has Kedusha Shvius to it. And all of that money now has all of the same dinim as the produce had, which means you can only use it liyachla. And that's what Rabbi Elazar needs the pasuk for. So Rabbi Elazar used Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk, and Rabbi Yochanan used Rabbi Elazar's pasuk, and each of them is set in their ways. Rabbi Elazar says you can only do it through memkar, and Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, memkar works, but also pidgin works. Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Elazar, and Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan. We have braises in support of each of these positions. So we start off with the first, Tanya Kavasei de Rabbi Elazar. We have the braises in support of what Rabbi Elazar said. The braises says, Beferish, Shvius, Tofeses, Es Damel. When you pay for something for Shvius, so the money gets the Kedusha of Shvius. So when you're paying for Shemitah, so that money now has Kedushas Shemitah to it, and you have to use it in the way that you would normally use Kedusha of Peris Shvius. And this is based upon Shinemar, Ki Ovali Kodesh Yelochem, and then Ma Kodesh Tofes Es Dama V'Yasur, Ashvius Tofes Es Dama V'Yasura. Just like when you redeem something from Hektish, that item now has the Kedusha of Hektish to it. The item by Hektish goes out from Kedusha, and the Kedusha is going onto the money, so to over here, by Shvius, the Kedusha goes onto the money. Although, as we'll see, that this isn't 100%, because the Kedusha of the Peris Shvius never leaves. It just goes onto the money, but it also stays on the Kedusha of the Peris themselves. So the Gemara asks that, Ima Kodesh Tofis Dama V'Yotzi L'Chulin. When you redeem, let's say, an animal that has a mum, and a person buys it from the Beis HaMikdash, so the animal previously was Psulei HaMukdashin, it was Mukdashin, and now it's going to be barbecue. It has no longer Kedusha. There are some restrictions on its uses, possibly, but it doesn't have the Kedusha anymore that it originally had. And the money now has the Kedusha. So the same thing should be by Shemitah. So when you purchase the Shemitah produce, so the Shemitah produce, Kedusha goes onto the money, but if you want to continue the comparison, so then the Kedusha should go off the Shvius produce. But that's not true. That's what I might have thought. Yes, the money gets the Kedusha in both cases, but just like by the Kachim, the Kedusha goes off the Kachim and it goes onto the money. So one too might have thought that the Kedusha goes off the Peros Shvius and goes onto the money, but the Peros no longer have Kedusha. That's not true. The Brisa says, Talmud Lomar, in this situation, the Peros Shvius retain their Kedusha, even though the money now gets Kedusha Shvius. And this is based upon the pasuk where it says, Ki yovel hi kodesh tihiyeh lochem. The word tihiyeh is bahava yosor tehe. It means that just like it was before, so too it remains that way now. Okay, it's that. What does this mean? So here the Gemara gives us the examples. Lokach beperish viz basar. Let's say a person had grapes that were perish shmita, and he goes and sells them to somebody for meat. So the meat that he gets now has kedusha of shvius. But the Peros Shvius, they retain, those grapes, they retain the Kedusha. Elu v'elu mizbarin b'shvius. Both of them have all the Kedusha of Shvius, and the regular rules of Bir Shvius at the end of the season apply to both of them, the meat and the grapes. Now, the person who has the grapes, they're always going to have Kedusha Shvius. That never changes. So we'll leave the grapes out of the equation. What about the meat? The meat acquired Kedusha Shvius. But now, let's say you take that meat, lokach bebasar dogim, and you exchange that for dogim. So you sold the meat to somebody for fish. So now the meat loses the Kedusha, and the Kedusha of the Shvius now goes on the fish. Yotzer basar, the basar now becomes regular chulin again. It's not real Peros Shvius. It only had the Kedusha for a while. But now you redeemed it, you exchanged it onto the fish. V'nichlisu dogim. Now the dogim have Kedusha Shvius. Now if you take those fish, lokach b'dogim yayin, and you buy wine with those dogim. So now the dogim lose their Kedusha Shvius, and the wine has the Kedusha Shvius. Yotu dogim v'nichlis yayin. Now you take the wine, lokach b'yayin shemen. Now you decide you'd rather have oil. So with that wine which has Kedusha Shvius, you now purchase oil. So now the wine loses the Kedusha Shvius, yotu yayin. It wasn't originally Kedusha Shvius, so it doesn't retain it when you exchange it. And v'nichlis shemen. Now the shemen has the Kedusha Shvius. Okay, Tzad, so what's the bottom line? So the original grapes and the last thing in this series of sales, which is the oil, so achron, achron, nichnas, b'shvius, the oil has the kedusha shvius now, and or the priyatzo, and the original grapes remain also with kedusha shvius. But all the intervening things, they did lose it. So the basar, the dogim, and the yayin, in between, they all had kedusha shvius for a while, but then that kedusha shvius could be exchanged. So this braisa is in support of Rabbi Elazar. Midiktani, lokach, because each time that he sold it, so we see, amo derech mekach in derech lo. It never said, well, he redeemed it. He always exchanged it. It always was a mekach. So this braisa is a raya to Rabbi Elazar because it doesn't use the lashon of pidyon or pidiyah. It just uses lokach. It says lokach b'yayim b'shemen. Lokach basa b'dogim. So in each situation, it uses specifically the term lokach to exclude any pidyon. Tanya Kavase the Rabbi Elazar. Now we have a braisa, Tanya Kavase the Rabbi Yochanan. A braisa in support of Yochanan. It says, Echod Shviyas, Echod Maisa Sheni, the locha of Pidyon by Shviyas, or the locha of Maisa Sheni, are both the same. Mischalin al Behema Chayav Oaf. If you wish, you can go and exchange it, do a sale with exchanging it for Behema Chay or an Oaf. Bein Bechayin, Bein Bishchutin. And this would be allowed whether you're dealing with an animal while it's alive or an animal that's already been shechted. This is the opinion of Rav Meir. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say, no, you can only exchange it al shchutin mischalin. You can only exchange it on something that is, in fact, already shechted. So there you can exchange the shmita, the maisa sheni, onto a piece of geshochted meat or a piece of chicken, geshochted. Al chayim, but on a live chicken or on a live cow, a mischalin. You can't go and exchange it. Why? Because you know what's going to happen? That gets kedusha. And we're concerned if you have a live animal, that's not something that we want to have with kedusha, shmita, or kedusha, a maisa sheni, because let's say the person doesn't shecht it, gezerah shema yigadlam hinadarim. He's going to have flocks and flocks and flocks of maisa sheni or shmita kedusha animals, and that's a potential problem. Now notice that it used over here mischalalin. This brisa uses the lashon that echad shviyas echad maisa sheni mischalalin. It can have a pidyon. It didn't say you can sell them al behema chayva ov, and therefore you see from here that this brisa is a raya to Rav Yochanan. So we had a tanya kavosi the Rav Elazar because it used the lashon of lokach, and we have this brisa in support of Rav Yochanan because it uses the davka the lashon of mischalalin. Finally, one last thing. Omar Rava says that this machlokas between Rav Meir and the Chachamim in this last braisa, can you or can you not go and exchange it onto a live animal? Rav Meir said, Bein Chayim, Bein Shchutin, yes. And the Chachamim said, no, Al Shchutin Mischalin, Al Chayim Ein Mischalin. So Rava says, he qualifies, this machlokis is only returned to Mimala or Aleph, is only a machlokis in regards to male animals, Bischar, where there's no chance that they'll reproduce. Avo Benekevos, with female animals, whether it's animals or chickens, so Avo Benekevos, Divri Akol, everybody would agree in that situation that only Al Shchutin Mischalin, Al Chayin Ein Mischalin. You can only here use it on a Shochut female animal, but not on a live female animal, because here everybody would agree there's too much of a risk, Gezeira, Shema Yigadol Mehem Adarm, that you may grow and have flocks and flocks of Maisa Sheni Yishmita, which we don't want to have around because it's too much of a potential Takkola. With this, we conclude today's shiur.